Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior, our Prince of Peace. Amen. One of the popular themes of Christmas, recognized and publicized by both those within the church celebrating the religious holy day of Christmas, and also those outside the church celebrating the secular holiday of Christmas, is the theme of peace on earth. These words are obviously, well, at least obvious to us in the church, I guess, drawn from the angel's proclamation to the shepherds following the birth of Christ, recorded in Luke chapter 2, where they proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And from those words have come this theme of peace associated with Christmas. Perhaps also from the Old Testament reading in Isaiah 9, which prophesies about the coming Messiah and calls him the Prince of Peace. And thus, in keeping with this theme, the second candle on the Advent wreath, the one we lit today, is known as the candle of peace. And while this is all fine and good, I'm not sure that most folks truly understand what this peace, again prophesied by Isaiah, proclaimed by the angels, and promoted by all the celebrators of Christmas, what it actually means. And so we want to take a look at this theme of peace today to understand its implications and its limitations, both for us and for our world. I think most of us hear that word peace, and we think of it and we define it in terms of what it is not, in terms of its antithesis, in terms of its opposites. Peace is the opposite of war. It's the opposite of unrest, the opposite of chaos and conflict and commotion. And to be sure, that is all part of what it means to be at peace or to have peace. But that's not really the meaning behind the angel's proclamation on the night of Jesus' birth. And if that is the meaning that the angels proclaimed and intended, then Jesus failed miserably. Either that or the angels just got it wrong. Because lack of conflict and commotion and unrest is not at all what Jesus, this Messiah from God, brought. In fact, quite the opposite. Conflict seemed to follow Jesus wherever he went. From being hunted by Herod to being hounded by the Pharisees to finally being sentenced to death by Pilate. There was nothing peaceful about Jesus' life and ministry. And Jesus himself proclaimed that he had not come to bring peace, but a sword, to cause division within one's own family, turning a man against his father and a daughter against her mother. not exactly the kind of language one would expect from the Prince of Peace, is it? But it is, if we understand the kind of peace that Jesus actually came to bring. In the Old Testament, the word that is often translated as peace in our English language, in the Isaiah 9 prophecy about Jesus being the Prince of Peace, is the Hebrew word shalom. First and foremost, this word shalom means well-being or contentment, also safety and health and friendship and prosperity. It does also refer to the calmness that exists in the absence of war. But primarily, this term suggests an overall state of wellness and wholeness in one's heart and in one's mind. And thus, shalom can exist for a person by God's grace, even in the midst of worldly chaos or bodily harm. David's words in Psalm 23 are an example of this shalom, this well-being and this wholeness. Even as the shadow of death closes in on him and his enemies surround him. Another beautiful example of this shalom, of this peace that comes from knowing Jesus, is provided in the words of the very poignant hymn, "It is well with my soul." As you might know, this hymn was written by a man named Horatio Spafford, whose four daughters had drowned in the Atlantic Ocean back in 1873 as they were on a ship traveling across the Atlantic Ocean, which struck by another ship and which sank in 12 minutes. As Spafford sailed across the Atlantic himself to rejoin with his wife, who was one of the very few survivors of this very tragic accident in the ocean, as he passed over the place where his four daughters drowned, he penned these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul." In the midst of his sorrow and his loss and his guilt and his grief, yet his soul was at peace. He knew God's shalom, God's well-being, because of Jesus. That's the peace that Isaiah prophesied and that the angels proclaimed. It wasn't about having a worldly peace, a life free from anxiety and stress and conflict and danger and such. But it was about an inner peace, a sense of well-being and wholeness and security that can exist even while the world around us is falling apart. And that kind of peace comes from being at peace with God. Knowing that we are not God's enemies, but we are His friends. Knowing that nothing in this world or beyond can ever separate us from His love. Knowing that His Spirit has made His home within us, that by His power we can face and overcome all things, that His grace is always sufficient for us, that He has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us, and that He will one day come back and raise us up from our graves, raise us from the dead, and place upon our heads the crown of everlasting life. And all of this is true because of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Because He came to this world and He died on a cross to satisfy the justice of God. And because He rose victorious over death and the devil. We have been forgiven of our sins because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And thus, we are no longer the enemies of God, but we have become the friends and the family of God. Jesus brought us and bought us peace with God by reconciling us to God. And thus, no matter what happens to us in this life, it is well with our soul because of Jesus. There remains a wellness and a wholeness within us. A shalom. A peace that passes all understanding. Because Jesus has given that to us. In some of the last words that Jesus spoke to His disciples before His death, He said, "I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." You see, because of sin, we will still have plenty of worldly chaos and conflict and commotion, what we call trouble, in our lives here on this earth. But in the midst of all of it, Jesus says, "Take heart." Or in other words, be at peace. Know My shalom. For I have overcome the world. Through faith, may you always know the peace that Jesus brings to us, even in the face of the trouble that surrounds us. In the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.